Belarus's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko, said the September 28th parliamentary elections were conducted in line with his country's laws and were an important step towards democracy. But observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said they fell significantly short of international standards. 110 seats were at stake, with 78 opposition candidates appearing on the ballot. But when the final tally was counted, not a single candidate opposed to President Lukashenko won a seat. Russia, Belarus's staunchest ally, defended the election results while criticizing the OSCE assessment. Robert Legvold from Columbia University says Mr. Lukashenko is very much dependent on Russia.
He's dependent on it economically. He's dependent on it for political and diplomatic support each time he holds an election that's not recognized on the outside. The Russians sign off on it. He knows that, indeed, even the opposition in Belarus know that in the long run, the relationship with Russia will remain close.
But analysts such as Legvold see cracks emerging in the Minsk-Moscow relationship.
There have been frictions over energy because he sees the Russians as having been heavy-handed. The most recent episode of that was last fall when Gazprom threatened to cut gas deliveries by half if the Belarusians didn't pay the debt that they'd accumulated for the last 6 months' supply, about $500 million, and he was forced to pay that.
In addition, Russia has increased energy prices for Belarus, as it has done for other customers, such as Ukraine. Moscow says it wants to end subsidized gas prices and gradually bring them to world market levels. David Marples from the University of Edmonton says Belarus is trying to become less dependent on Russia for its energy supplies, but that will take time.
Belarus has announced development of its own nuclear power station over the past year in an effort to offset reliance on Russia for imports of energy. It's a long-term solution, and nothing is likely to be working or operational until about 2017, and even that may be an optimistic prognosis. But in the long term, you can tell that Lukashenko would like to be more independent of Russia and have more freedom of maneuver.
Analysts point to another source of disagreement between Moscow and Minsk, and that is Mr. Lukashenko's reaction to Russia's brief war with Georgia in August over the separatist regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Once again, David Marples.
Belarus was facing a situation where Russia was putting intense pressure on it to support its moves against Georgia. And Belarus, for whatever reason, it's hard to read Lukashenko's mind, not only didn't really support this campaign of Russia, but it does not recognize South Ossetia and Abkhazia as independent states, despite Russia not only wanting Belarus to do this, but even announcing that Belarus was about to do this. So in that respect, Lukashenko defied Russia, and I think this kind of symbolizes his ongoing disputes with Prime Minister Putin, and also suggests that his relationship with Medvedev is not very good either.
Analysts say frictions between Minsk and Moscow could eventually pave the way for better relations between Belarus and the West, especially the European Union. Experts point out that President Lukashenko has taken positive steps this year, such as gradually releasing all political prisoners, including former presidential candidate Alexander Kozulin, a key demand from the West. But analysts also say Mr. Lukashenko must take other important steps, such as allowing free and fair elections, before serious discussions with the West can take place. And they say Mr. Lukashenko must be very careful not to take steps that would alienate Russia, which still remains Belarus's closest ally. Andrei Deneshner of VOA News, Washington.